now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, it is back to the library with Gary Wells and Words with Wellsy from his blog, soulriotblog.com, talking about one of my all-time favourite books, On the Road by Jack Kerouac. Got plenty of gigs for you to check out, and this week I realised that I completely forgot about what I was planning to talk about last week on the show. I had planned to talk about my travels, and I was going to talk about some jet set travel tips, and it completely slipped my mind. I have a suspicion it could be my own jet lag issues that are still going on, so maybe that's it. Anyway, a kind listener reminded me on the email this week as part of Dear Coop, so I'll bring that to you this week. Let's kick off now. Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited and Night of the Jaguar on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocteau Nation with Wayne Wass, Latin Jazz Quintet, and Take 5, brand new music to the Cocteau Nation headquarters. And lounge leader Coop Cooper with you. I've got some new music coming our way shortly, some new tracks that have just arrived, so we'll play some more brand new music shortly.
Cocteau Nation. Words with Welze.
You're a librarian, Mr. Wordsworth. You're a dealer in books and 2 cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory. Words, Mr. Wordsworth.
We need to warn people.
Don't we jump in the warm, mad night, hearing a wild tenor man bawling horn across the way, hands clapping to the beat, and folks yelling, go, go, go. Dean was already racing across the street with his thumb in the air yelling, blow, man, blow.
Hey gang, I'm Gary Wells from SoulRideBlog.com, and I'm here with this month's book recommendation for the Cocteau Nation. This time we're looking at On the Road by Jack Kerouac from 1957. Simply put, On the Road is the story of a group of young men and women and their pursuit of kicks and a sacred state of being in the years following World War II. Jack Kerouac, whose parents were French-Canadian, based the book on the real-life adventures of he and his friends as they crisscrossed America. In this defining novel of the Beat Generation, Jack makes holy the attempts of this group to reach a place of pure bliss in their lives through drugs, poetry, and jazz. The jazz angle is prominent, and us lounge types will appreciate the appearance of George Shearing in the book, although the characters lament the fact that George eventually went cool and commercial, which is, of course, the George that we really like. Jack based all his characters on his real-life friends, which included William S. Burroughs, Allen Ginsberg, and the heroic Dean Moriarty of the novel is based on the enigmatic Neil Cassady, which reminds me, you know, I highly suggest you look up On the Road, particularly to read of all the interesting happenings that are peripheral to the story and the people involved. It ends up being quite a thread. On the Road amounts to an adventure story of sorts. The narrator, Sal Paradise, finds himself every spring when the land opens up, compelled to throw a few things in a bag and hang his thumb over the road heading west. Quite often his goal is to meet up with his friend Dean, who is somewhere in the country, hole up with a different girl, trying to get it all dug. Sal may end up in Denver with the whole gang, or on his own in Bakersfield, where he lives with a Mexican girl. He and Dean may bomb down to New Orleans to dig old Bull Lee and read the manuscript of the swamps. Then it'll be back to New York. Then they may take off to Mexico City, where they battle dysentery. And then maybe on to San Francisco, California, what Kerouac calls the ragged promised land, the fantastic end of America. You know, there was talk in the 90s of a film version of On the Road that was supposed to star Sean Penn and Johnny Depp. If Francis Ford Coppola could have made it in the style of, say, Rumblefish, it would have been all world. But it never materialized. It was made into a film in 2012 with Kristen Stewart, Viggo Mortensen, Steve Buscemi, Terrence Howard, and others. Now, I think it's great to have a film version of this book, but this screenplay, I think, tried to make it more attractive to modern audiences by punching up the sex in the novel. Now, in the published novel, there wasn't a whole lot of sex, but this script of this film utilized what's called the scroll. Jack Kerouac wrote On the Road in 3 weeks on a 120-foot stretch of paper that he fed into his typewriter. It's very stream of consciousness, think Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues, using punctuation sparingly. And, of course, the scroll had to go through a lot of editing before it reached the novel, but this screenplay mines the scroll and punches up the sex angle, which is unfortunate, I think. This stream of consciousness style is exactly what prompted Truman Capote to scoff at the published book, calling it typing, not writing. The book is also notable for the way Kerouac turns a phrase, kind of Eden Abes meets Raymond Chandler, a barstool prophet sort of vibe. Jack's words are kinfolk, actually, to Van Morrison's later lyrics that celebrate nature and a woman. For example, when Jack is working in the fields with his Mexican girl, he says, "I hid in the grapevines, digging it all. I felt like $1 million. I was adventuring in the crazy American night." And when he leaves this girl, he says, "We turned at 12 paces, for love is a duel, and looked at each other for the last time." And as a final example of Jack's style, and this style displayed the themes of the book so well, and it is a big part of its influence on American culture, I offer the quote, "Our battered suitcases were piled on the sidewalk again. We had longer ways to go, but no matter, the road is life." This is one of my two favorite books, and I was fortunate enough to discover it in high school in the spring when I was 17, which is the perfect time to enjoy this book, really. I distinctly remember cutting class to read this book sitting on the curb outside. I ended up reading it every spring for 7 years. Jack Kerouac ended his days in Florida trying to get out from under the legend he had unwittingly become, which I guess is a fate that befalls a lot of our heroes. So, to wrap up this month, I can highly recommend On the Road by Jack Kerouac. It's available just about anywhere. I've shopped for it online. You can find it at Amazon or at a site I like to shop at called abebooks.com. That's Abe as in Abe Lincoln or Abe Laboriel, abebooks.com. I'd like to thank Coop Cooper and Cocktail Nation. And once again, this is Gary Wells from soulrideblog.com, and I'm encouraging you to pick up a book.
Words with Wells, Cocktail Nation.
Go, Daddy-O. 'Tis the night before Christmas, and here in my pad, I'm coolin' it, Dad. Not even a rodeo moves. My nylons are swinging by the chimney with much care. But what I'm wiggin' for can't fit there. All the neighbor cats are knocking some Z's, with visions, man, like wow, presents flying through their heads. And I sit here dreaming in my overstuffed chair of my letter to Santa, baby. Hope it got there. For I wrote him a letter a few moons ago and posted northward through the crazy, crazy snow. I wasn't greedy as so many chicks are. No request for a TV star. I didn't ask for a trip to the left bank, man. Not even a mink to my poor little me. My wish was more simple by far than even a wish for a pink jaguar. Go, yeah, 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 go, man. I didn't write Santa that I wanted to ring. Diamond bracelet, not even things that swing like Kenton or Basie or the freshman four. I didn't want to ringside the hungry eye. Or do I wish to be like a bird and fly real, real high? I don't want diamond watches or rings, no such things. I don't even dig all the high fives that swing and swing. Yeah, that's how I like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wrote old Santa for just one thing. I fervently hope the old cat will bring. So hours before Christmas, alone in my pad, I'm dreaming of morning and going real, real.
Cocktail Nation.
I can't keep summer, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Cocktail Nation.
But since discovering you, I can't get enough of these smooth tunes that you're playing.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Dave Stryker. We've only just begun. That is from the brand new Dave Stryker album called 8-Track 3. And we also played one from the band Yamut and the Vinyl Boulevard. And I Can't Give You Anything But Love. That was taken from the new album called Ain't Misbehaving. A couple of new tracks sent to the penthouse this week.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
Michael Kembler in London. Dear Coop, last week you mentioned that you were going to give some travel tips, but you didn't end up mentioning them. Well, Michael, you're right. You're 100% right. In fact, I actually did think of this probably about 2 days after the show was released. I thought, you know, I feel like there was something missing. As I was listening back to the show, there's something missing. I feel like there's something I didn't do. So I completely blame this on jet lag. Either that or it's a seniors moment, I'm not too sure. I'm putting it down to jet lag. All right, so here we go. Yes, as you know, I was overseas for a month-long European trip. And I thought to myself, you know, there are so many things that I've learnt from my years of travelling. And I often like to make notes as to different things that happened that I might like to improve upon, just to make the trip a little bit more smoother the next time. So on my website, cocktailnation.net, you're going to find a whole bunch of suggestions, some travel tips. Here's a couple that I thought I might read to you right now. Get a good portable charger. In these days of devices, you really want something that's powerful enough to get you through the day, whether on a train or a plane. You're going to be away from a power cord most of the time. And you're probably going to be using your device for video and pictures and maps and bookings and research and possibly blogging, so you will need the power on the go. And speaking of devices, get a big data plan when you're overseas. You're going to need that. Let's face it, you're probably going to be making bookings and all that sort of stuff. Maybe you'll simply be, you know, stuck on a train and you might be a little bit bored and you might like to do a little bit of surfing of the net. This is probably the best way to go. Get a big data plan. Now, you can often buy, you know, small travel plans from home, but they're not worth it. You are better off buying something actually when you land, because you can always get a much, much better deal for a prepaid mobile phone SIM card. Now, when it comes to traveling, definitely between the airport and your hotel or wherever you might be staying, here's my suggestion. Always pre-arrange transfers. You don't want to be at the mercy of taxi drivers in some countries. And you've got to be careful, too. And there's nothing more obvious than a tourist walking around lost with his bags. Makes you vulnerable to thieves and con artists. So, you know, really, you need to get to the hotels as quickly and easily as possible so you can ditch those bags, change into some normal clothes and get wandering around without looking like a tourist. Just a couple of suggestions that I have put up there, and there are more on the website cocktailnation.net. And here is an appropriate song, June Wilson and Travel in Light on the Cocktail Nation.
Traveling light, because my man has gone, and from now on, I'm traveling light. He said goodbye. Took my heart away. So from today, I'm traveling light. No one to see. I'm free as breeze, no one but me, and my old memories, some lucky night, he may come back again. Traveling light. Until I'm with my Mr. Right, I'm a traveling. Light.
Twitter handle, Cocktail Nation. Follow the lounge leader today.
Thank you. My breath, making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always a mission place. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen a difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do. I'll stop the world and bear with you. Dream! Life's a kind which never hates, wrapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race, never comprehending a race that long gone by. I said I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen a difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Cocktail Nation with Ricky Derrick, and I melt with you, the Gentle Forest Jazz Band. Before that, and I love you, Porgy. I do. Lounge Life Magazine, it is your free downloadable magazine. It's basically a flipboard online magazine that you can check out. It behaves like a magazine. You can flip through the pages. You can suggest the sort of things that you like and you're interested in following. It's very easy. It's great to use. And I add stories to my magazine. It's called Lounge Life Magazine. On a daily basis, I come across a story that interests me of retro significance. I add it. So it's constantly being updated. And here's some good news. Renee Zellweger is going to be playing Judy Garland in a new film called Judy. And boy, does she look like her. Looks fantastic. This looks like a really interesting film for the Judy Garland fans out there. And of course, this week, the passing of Doris Day. We'll bring you a lounge music special on Doris in the coming weeks, working on it as we speak. But of course, on the Lounge Life magazine, you can find a great little article that I've put up there about her life, so check that out. Actress Peggy Lipton, the star of the Mod Squad and Twin Peaks, has died at the age of 72. And an amazing story of the North Korean designer responsible for the 1967 Shelby GT500 design. I had no idea that it was a North Korean designer. And his story is a rather interesting one, actually, coming out of the Korean War. So worth checking out. Here's Octobot now, and theme for an imaginary sitcom on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. The Cocktail Nation, music of your life.
Swell jazz there with John Barry, and You Only Live Twice in the Cocktail Nation, and a look at the World of Swank gig guide. Lots and lots of gigs right across the globe. We've got them up on the website, cocktailnation.net. And it's all thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Coming up in June, we've got the Hooky Lau, Tiki Oasis. In August, for my Italian friends, the Palo di Paolo Lost World exhibition is on at the Maxi in Rome until June 30. Living a little bit of La Dolce Vita there. And the Martini Kings are playing at the end of this month at the Walt Disney Club, May 24 and 31. And June 1, Tiki Trader is on in San Diego. For these gigs and lots more, you're going to find them on the website, cocktailnation.net. Here's Sammy Davis Jr. Something's got to give.
Irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine. Don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast, mysterious sky. I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night you'll find out as sure as we live. Something really got to give.
A man, a microphone, a dimly lit apartment, the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Japanese jazz musician Miki Yamanaka and Monk's Dream. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you. Next week on the show, my good friend and neighbour Kramer is back. He's going to be talking classic movies. Looking forward to that. Back next week on the Cocktail Nation. I'm going to leave you with the Tiki Lounge crew and cocktails with Armando. Stay up.